found out they're taking away my central nervous system for a year. Can we have a claim your twist my foo thread?
Did you ask for this? Because that's some fucking futuristic level of surgery they're in on.
It's for good reasons. Readjusting my moral fiber.
What's going on in this thread? Op, please explain.
You got a lot of nerve not telling us about the surgery.
I'll be in a medically induced coma for the duration, and when I come to, it'll be much better for the both of us.
Did you seriously mean it will be better for you and your central nervous system?
I will return if everyone is alive in a year. If the world ends before then, I will be disappointed.
11-1-2016, getting both thumbs on the screens. Just like he said, we'd see him again with no CNS. It's no CNN myth. Fuck. A man who went double on a full brain lobotomy. Some camps think it's a so fake anomaly. If it's too good to be true, then it ought to be. Tilly says he'll leave out clues if they want to meet. Horse man says he wants the deets, so he trades emails with a vaunted creep. Gets a quest and a test for the dauntless peeps, but he drops off the net and he's gone for weeks. Somewhere in the world there's a box buried, copping the coordinates, it's top scary. 3 miles in the forest is something vile, in Scotland cold on the Cumbria Isle.
I think it's safe to assume that either Horseman is dead or this is a big ruse. If neither I nor Horseman appear again after this point, assume we're dead.
He is okay now.
What the fuck? Okay, no. What the actual ever-loving fuck? I did not post that.
Now they fight against preventable violence and find near the forest a mental asylum. A Swedish super hacker is calling the front desk, social engineering like, hello, yes? Do you do any, brain surgery? Meanwhile, Anons gets shit into place urgently. Mad dash buying tickets on plane search for things. Pack up big suitcases with merch for weeks. Operation No Brainers, got a lot of occupational danger. Calling it the trial of a lifetime. Two Anons gonna die in the nighttime somewhere in a forest. In go a Swede in a trap. Spectators chill, smoke weed in the trap. Hit F5 again, let's see if they're back. Claiming their waifus to keep it on track. Fuck.
The box is buried.
No, it isn't. I knew there would be ruses. Unless Horseman shows up, this will all be in disarray.
I've also begun to think that this could all be a trap, and it's an explosive or harmful device some beatard or commando has buried for us.
Nobody can be there before that time, or it will end poorly for both of us.
Why does a fandom that revolves around cute cartoon horses so often end up staring down the infinite rabbit hole of humanity's madness?
12 hours later and they're not back. 16 hours later and they're not back. We're thinking we ran through the wrong path. Fuck, do these guys got a contact somewhere? But before we go off the charts and spaghetti on a phone call to Scotland Yard, the two heroes come back with the box. Jones in to offer a phone with a lock. It got cracked, there was nothing that special, but they were supposed to go back for a second one. So we pretended to burn it to force a phone call, but no one showed. Anon's getting lost as the road stalls. After all the work and the passion, thread got pruned cause the mods are faggots. But if you're in the woods, hold your fibers close cause the man's still out there, wife and pones. Yes. I know what you're asking. Yes, it really is that fucking disappointing. We never learned. We never found out. At least it's not in the fucking archives. The mods are fucking faggots. Suck my dick.